Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. So today's video, we're going to talk about steroid doses, side effects, and results, and how they are objective to the person that is using them. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment. Anything that you can do to interact with the channel is going to help the channel to grow, and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Now, today's video is sponsored by the Anabolic Doc app. Now, the Anabolic Doc app features world-renowned certified internal medicine Dr. Thomas O'Connor, also known as the Anabolic Doc. Now, the app is amazing. It's going to provide personalized medical information for men. So some of the key features that you're going to get with the app: a digital history and physical exam where you can learn digitally about all the medical issues that you need to understand. You're going to get live weekly Zoom meetings where you have the opportunity to not only ask your questions to the Anabolic Doc live, but you're also going to get to listen in on other members' questions and gain more information about things that you didn't even know or think about. Also, you've got the opportunity to buy discounted commercial lab panels without a doctor's prescription, but it's only available through the app. There's also weekly member-only uncensored videos that you cannot find anywhere but on the app. You've got the Anabolic Doc mailbag where you can mail in questions that you have for the Anabolic Doc if you cannot attend the Zoom meetings. And you've also got a full diagnostic video library. You're going to get all of this for $19.99 a month. All you have to do is go to www.anabolicdocapp.com. Use coupon code Jamelli50, all capital letters, and you're going to get 50% off your first month. All right, so I want to talk about this topic. It's very, 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 very important. I want to talk about how your results, your side effects, your doses, they're all subjective to the individual. I can sit here and I can tell you that the average dose of test or whatever the case may be is 500 milligrams, which you guys know by now, you certainly know that I don't agree with that. That's just a number I'm throwing out, because most people will tell you that you have to run 500 milligrams to make gains, which is absolutely asinine. And I've done a video on that I would encourage you to watch. But I can throw those numbers out like a lot of people will. They don't factor in anything. They don't factor in somebody, whether or not they're estrogen prone. They don't factor in any kind of past medical history, family history, etc. They often don't factor in your stats, because if your body fat's too high, you're much more prone to estrogen conversion and a slew of other side effects than you would be at a good body fat. There's countless things that go into that. Some people are going to be far more sensitive to it than others, okay? And that goes without saying. There's so many different compounds, and there's so many different reactions. So just as an example, I'm extremely estrogen prone. And for me, I require an aromatase inhibitor as soon as I get over 200 milligrams of test. And even on 200 milligrams, I've had blood panels where my estrogen gets up in the 50s, which is insane. It's absurd. I know guys that can run a gram of test, although I hate seeing that. I've seen guys that can go up to a gram of test and barely need an aromatase inhibitor. I've seen guys use Tren at higher doses and they don't run into side effects on the surface. And while that's scary long term and you don't want to do that because of the long term implications, I've seen people get away with a lot on cycle when they're running it, where that's why we encourage, you know, it's encouraged, not we, it's encouraged by most that discuss Tren. And when I say we, I mean, in, you know, people in the know, to start with Tren acetate so it can at least be out of your system a lot quicker than enanthate if you don't agree with it, because there's people that run 200, even 150 milligrams of Tren and it's like end of the world shit. They cannot handle it. Some people don't respond to Equipoise. I've ran into that a lot. Some people incur so terrible of pumps with oral steroids, or their bodies, even with protection, their livers and their kidneys are too sensitive to it, and they cannot run oral steroids. Some people cannot run aromatase inhibitors because it crushes their estrogen. Oftentimes that's due to misuse or misunderstanding, but some people, they are so not prone to estrogen and they're sensitive to this that an aromatase inhibitor crushes them. So they also have to be careful. Then you have to look at things like, let's say you're running certain DHTs with anti-estrogenic properties. generally, those are no substitute for an AI, but the people that already are very, you know, prone to no estrogen and AI's crushing their estrogen, they have to be aware that using some of these could also potentially lower their estrogen a lot. And that's something to look at. It's very strange. It's an anomaly, but it happens. I've even seen some people use compounds that don't even aromatize or convert to estrogen that develop estrogenic issues. And sometimes it's inexplicable. You can't explain it. I've seen people with the SARM-S4 never get a vision side effect with quality stuff that the same person uses and can't even run 50 milligrams of it. You have to understand that every single one of us is going to potentially have different reactions. Just because there's doses thrown out or average doses, everything is trial and error. It's just like your diet. Think about some people that are very carb sensitive. Some people can load on carbs. Some people do well with high fat diets. Some people do not. Some people have to really be careful about their sugar intake. Some people don't respond while eating too much fruit. There's a slew of things. Diet, trial and error. Guess what? Life is trial and error. That's just part of life. You have to understand that our physical makeups are all different. Every single person is specially made by God, and they all have different makeups, different body responses, different tolerances. That's just life. But you have to be aware of this when you're using performance-enhancing drugs. It's just like MK677. If you're diabetic or something, you do not need to be near that. There's so many potential problems that could occur with it. But that's knowing and understanding your body. Some people will find that, and I often say this anyway, that less is more because it generally is, but some people barely need any amounts of compounds, where some people will tell you, you gotta run 600 or 700 milligrams of Equipoise or Masteron, and some people will run 400 or 300 and be like, holy shit, this is amazing. Some people respond. They're like hyper responders, that they take certain things and they respond extremely fast, and then it kind of stalls out later, where some people, it won't hit them for several weeks after that, you know. I've always been one that responded quick to things. I don't know why. I have no idea. It oftentimes it doesn't line up with the numbers. And that's why it's so important. Listen to your body. Learn your body. You can listen. It's always, always, always better to start lower and then increase, as opposed to starting too high and then running into nothing but problems and having to potentially stop or ruin your cycle or hurt yourself. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. This is not a rush. This is not instant gratification. This is not how this works. You have to understand that. You have to be mentally aware of everything. That's why blood work is so important, because oftentimes you can have things that are happening and you don't feel them. And sometimes there's similar instances, like, for instance, with elevated estrogen and too low of estrogen. A lot of times there's very similar side effects to those. So some problems have multiple things that could be going wrong, and somebody assumes that something's wrong. They address the problem wrong and make things worse and possibly create other problems. So that's why blood work is so imperative, and that's why I stress pre-cycle blood work, because that gives you your baseline. Mid-cycle blood work, because that clearly shows you how you're reacting to certain doses, compounds, etc. And post-cycle blood work, so you can see how you're recovering. If you can't understand that, or you take that lightly, you're going to probably get what you deserve, and it's not good. And I'm not putting that on anybody, but don't be shocked when things go wrong or you're not aware of something, etc., because you just didn't want to take the extra steps. You wanted to skimp on your PCT. You wanted to run crazy doses. You don't want to listen. You don't want to learn. That's why this is so delicate, and it takes a lot of understanding and precision and care. So I am simply keeping it real. I am nobody's dad. I am nobody's lecturer. I am none of that. I am just telling you straight, cold, hard facts to try to prevent you from running into problems later on. And I'm keeping it real, whereas a lot of people will just tell you what you want to hear. I will tell you what you need to hear. This isn't about feelings and hurting your feelings. This isn't about, you know, trying to act like I know everything or be a dictator. This is cold, hard facts, and it's just part of life. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.